More now on the Supreme Court ruling upholding the national health care law, a ruling with special significance here in Massachusetts, as after all, this state's health care reform law was the blueprint for President Obama's. But the High Court's ruling is not prompting universal praise here. Here's Republican U.S. Senator Scott Brown.
Regardless of its constitutionality, this heavy-handed, one-size-fits-all health care law is not right for Massachusetts or our nation.
For more now, we turn to Governor Deval Patrick, supporter of the health care reform in Massachusetts and nationally, who's been out campaigning for President Obama this campaign season on the subject. Governor, good morning, and thanks for speaking with us.
Bob, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, sir. We should note that Senator Brown's statement also includes him acknowledging his support for the Massachusetts law, but he concludes by saying that we must preserve the right of states to develop and implement health care solutions, essentially saying on their own. The debate over this summer and fall, Governor, is certainly going to focus on whether it's fair to impose health care reform on other states that have tighter budgets than Massachusetts and on individuals forced to buy insurance. So how are you and the president going to sell this after the furor over national health care when it was just a proposal, furor that's sure to return now that the Supreme Court has affirmed it?
Well, first of all, we have a national problem around health care access and cost. That's not a state-by-state issue. That's a national issue, and the folks who serve us nationally ought to act like it is. What the president has delivered, by whatever name, is a solution. It's a solution for the 30 million Americans without health care, the 5 million people on Medicare who will save money on their medications, the young people who get to stay on their parents' health plans, the 130 million people, by some estimates, who have a pre-existing health condition and now cannot be locked out of the insurance market, and on and on and on. And the fact is that the president has a solution and congressional Republicans do not.
But voter approval of national health care has never climbed over 50% since March 2010 when President Obama signed it into office. So is the signature accomplishment of this White House, the health care law, a potential loser on the campaign trail?
I don't think so. I think the signature accomplishment of this White House is composed of a whole host of solutions for people who are trying to find a way forward for themselves and their families. But I think there's a whole lot of work and a great opportunity now to do it, to explain to people the benefits that come from this. You know, here in Massachusetts, national health care reform polls in the 50-50 range. Health care reform in Massachusetts polls in the 60-70% range. They're the same thing. So I think there's a lot of work that can be done and will be done nationally to explain that this is not about polls. It's about people. It's about governing for the long term. And it's about leadership.
But, you know, after the president signed the law in early 2010, Republicans swept into office on Capitol Hill that fall. Are you worried about a backlash now that some of that furor will return going into the fall, causing problems for the president?
No, I am not. First of all, I think, this is about a victory for people and for the proper role of government and not politics. I understand people want to make it political, but then sometimes you and others, Bob, certainly I, have asked questions about just what it is they're proposing in the alternative, because everybody accepts that the healthcare system we have in this country in many, many ways is underserving large portions of the populace. And all that you hear from congressional Republicans, including Senator Brown, is no, let's leave everything as it is and do nothing. Their only action proposed is to vote, and a hollow vote it will be, to try to repeal the Affordable Care Act, not to propose anything as an alternative or to help in the work that we're doing here in Massachusetts as a model to bring costs down.
Sounds like you expect at least the House on Capitol Hill to approve the repeal of health care law. Am I wrong on that, or am I right on that?
Well, I don't really know. I mean, I think they've announced it. They've taken that vote a couple of times, and that's where it ends, and I think they recognize it as a symbolic vote. But I think it's also telling that, here again, what they are offering to do is, and what they have shown over and over again is that at the top of their agenda is to say no whenever the president says yes. And what we need in the Congress and in our leadership in Washington are people who are focusing on how to move us forward, not just how to tear us down.
In a crucial part of the Supreme Court decision yesterday, Chief Justice John Roberts essentially said that the federal law is constitutional because the individual mandate forcing people to buy health insurance is a tax, and Congress can impose taxes. So, Governor, I have to ask, is the mandate in Massachusetts health care law a tax here?
By whatever name it is, it's a solution, and it's a great one for the people of Massachusetts and a popular one, too.
Governor Patrick, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Great to be with you, Bob. Take care.